The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by, watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
During the time that I was pastor in Absecon and Mapleshade, once in a while, I would write a sermon in the form of a poem. And this is a poem that I had originally written for Easter, but I've slightly changed it for Christ the King, but I thought it would be appropriate for this Sunday as well, and I would share it with you at this time. Where was it first you met him? Can you recall the place? Upon what road and at what hour you saw him face to face? The answers are all different that men and women share as to what time and upon what path they found him standing there. I found him once when hungry. He had taught the crowds that day, but now we all were famished. Would he send us all away? A little lad, just about so high, brought some fish, a bit of bread. But what good that for all of us? At least that's what we said. He prayed a prayer, then fed us all. I hardly could believe. Then bringing back 12 baskets full, I still cannot conceive. Yet since that day, he's been my bread, my heart and life to fill. And when I need his strength and help, I feed upon him still. I met him on the hillside as he was teaching there about our God and his good love, the shepherd and his care. How a little lamb once wandered far away from his true fold. The shepherd followed right behind until at last took hold. "Upon my back, you rascal, you shall no longer roam." Then with a smile and whistle, the shepherd took him home. I smiled to hear the story, how lost I'd felt before. But I met him on the hillside. He's been my shepherd evermore. I met him with the children. My little son, but three, scampered through the crowds up to his side, soon seated on his knee. Embarrassed, I apologized. "Forgive me, sir, I pray, that my little child so rudely should intrude upon your day." "Not so," he smiled. "These little ones are friends of mine and dearer to my heart. Who would greatest in my kingdom be, as a little child must start." I smiled to hear such kindly words, as kindly words will do. And when I looked down at my son, he was smiling too. My name, it is Zacchaeus. I met him up a tree. A silly place, so I suppose, but I wanted so to see. I heard so much about him. The climb was worth the view. But how startled I when he stopped to say, "Zacchaeus, may I talk to you?" "But, Lord, you do not know me. Not a noble man am I." "I know you through and through," he said, "and I'll be stopping by." My shame turned into gratitude when I felt his love for me. You'll do well to find him too, if you're ever up a tree. I met him by the fishing boats amidst the salty air. He walked along the shore that day as we were fishing there. Your strong nets catch good fish, that's true, but God needs you far more to catch people in God's net of love and bring them into shore. I stood there, sea mist in my face and knee deep in the tide. But something was about this man that drew me to his side. I dropped the nets right to the ground. I left the boats and sea. 'Twas the day I met him, the day he called, "Simon Peter, follow me." Where was it first you met him? Can you recall the place, upon what road and at what hour you saw him face to face? A special few first met him beneath the cross and strife, yet found they in his dying the hope and strength for life. I met him by the roadside, his crumbled form below, the heavy cross above him he trudged so ever slow. "Hey, you," the soldier snapped at me, "get under this cross, let's go." "But I am only a visitor from Cyrene, this man I don't even know." The order stood firm, so I carried his cross right to the top of Golgotha's climb. Only now do I know the cross that was his should have been your cross and mine. But he still has a cross to be carried, and he still has a burden to bear. How blessed, like I, if when his cross comes by, you should be standing there. I am a lowly thief, you see. He died there by my side. With bitter tongue I turned to him, and mockingly I cried, "Some savior, you, where is your God to leave you die this way? Some king of the Jews, you're a king who'll lose on this your thorn-crowned day." But there was something in his silence that lifted my despair. I started to believe in him as I hung dying there. "Master, remember a lowly thief when your kingdom comes this way?" "Take heart, my friend," he smiled and said, "you'll be in paradise today." So it was in my life's ending that I found a whole new start. I only asked to be remembered, but he gave me heaven and his heart. I met him in the courtyard, just doing my duty and call. I am a Roman soldier. I march proud and I march tall. I follow orders as orders are given, so surely I complied to force this man to the top of the hill to see him crucified. I pressed the thorns into his brow. I watched the blood run down. I placed a reed within his hand, a scepter for his crown. But his eyes looked strangely through me as he gazed into my face, and I wondered if he knew me as his cross was hoisted in place. But when darkness filled the sky that day and earthquake shook the sod, I trembled in awe at the very thought, this was the Son of God. I am a man of orders, I still take them as they come, but now I march to the words of Christ till my soldier days are done. Where was it first you met him? Can you recall the place, upon what road and at what hour you saw him face to face? Some thought they'd never see him as the cross was lifted then, but on an Easter morn down an Easter road, he met them there again. A Mary wanders sadly before his rock-hewn tomb, and nothing seems to lift her head from her sorrow and her gloom. "Woman, why are you crying? Why tears upon your face? Oh, gardener, where have they put him? Can you take me to the place? For they have taken my Lord away. He is no longer here." O Mary, lift your eyes and look to see who's standing near. O Master, Master, beyond my dreams, can all this be true? O Master, through my tears I see it's really, really you. So Mary met the Master just when she thought it at an end. She met him on an Easter road. She found her friend again. A doubting Thomas shakes his head as he sees the others glad. How can they all believe such things? Have they all gone mad? Not until I see his nail-scarred hands or touch his wounded side. I only know that dead is dead once you're crucified. Oh, do you know that, Thomas? You're sure your words are true? Then see these hands, touch this side, feel the heart that died for you. O Lord, I gasp to see you. As long this earth I trod, I shall proclaim, I shall exclaim, my Lord, my Christ, my God. So Thomas met the Savior, but he needed eyes to see. For those who find him by faith alone shall even more blessed be. Simon Peter in a fishing boat sees a silhouette on shore. Oh, could it be the Lord I see calling me once more? Simon Peter, do you love me? Oh, Lord, you know I do. But Simon Peter, are you sure? Can I count your words as true? Oh, Lord, you know everything. You know my faulty ways, but you also know I love you through all my life and days. Then Simon Peter, feed my sheep and my disciple be. Now leave those boats and drop those nets. You come and follow me. 3 times he had once failed him. 3 times he had denied. But the Lord in love forgave him. He stood again now at his side. Where was it first you met him? Can you recall the place? Upon what road and at what hour? You saw him face to face? I met him as a little child so many years ago when in Sunday school I used to sing, Jesus loves me, this I know. I met him in the valley. Someone I loved had died. He kept his word. He walked with me. He shared the tears I cried. I met him once when lonely. No one seemed to care. And just when I felt without a friend, I found him standing there. I met him once confused, unsure, rattled by demands. He helped me do the best I could, then leave it in his hands. I met him once in someone who reached out in need to me, and in the least of these his brothers, his loving eyes did see. So he walks again beside us, to each of us draws near, and as we gather this day, we still can meet him here. So meet him in the bread and wine that joyfully he shares. Meet him in his family, friends who love and care. Meet him in the happy praise of the joyful songs we sing. Meet him in that special peace which only he can bring. For he is our gentle ruler, the always faithful one, who guides us from first breath of day to the setting of the sun. Then hail, all hail, our Lord this morn, triumphant praise we bring to this our true and dearest friend, now and ever, Christ the King. Amen.